It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Some of us make smoothies just to please our sweet tooth. Guilty, guilty. And some of us use them for instant nutrition. We want that concentrated nutrition. And that's a great way to get it too. But you're about to find out how to use a smoothie blender to manage your metabolism. That means it's going to manage your weight. Well, we have the perfect guest for that. That would be Jolie Root. She is a foodie nutritionist who has a natural talent in the kitchen. I have been the recipient of that, by the way, so it's true. And she has a newfound passion for her smoothie blender. Jolie, I'm so glad you're in our Family Food Kitchen today, but you have spent hours, years in your kitchen. Why this recent burst of enthusiasm for a smoothie blender?
Well, you're a cook, and you're a fantastic cook too, Ellen. We've shared many meals together, and you know how sometimes you just you need a little revitalizing in the kitchen and something to inspire you. So I visited a friend. She had this great smoothie blender, and she said, "Let me show you how easy this is," and threw some fresh food in there, and boom, it buzzed, and it made us a nice little smoothie for breakfast, and I came home thinking, I have got to have one of those. So the thing that I got excited about is, for me and my family, just like for everyone else, a big goal is more fruits and vegetables, more plant-based meals, not sliding into that trap of convenience foods or boxed or packaged or prepared foods. And this thing just makes it so easy to grab a handful of greens. The basis is for metabolism. We all need more green things. Magnesium is at the center of chlorophyll molecules, so all green foods have got magnesium, and magnesium is a basis for energy at a cellular level. So you take a handful of greens, and so half the smoothie cup should be greens, and then go in the direction of flavor that makes you happy. I've been on a kick with ginger, with things like cucumber, coconut water, pineapple, and just flavor blends. You kind of experiment a little bit, explore things. But when you get this blast of energy from these whole foods that are turned into a drink, I just find it so much more satisfying than what a lot of my friends do, is grab a bar, you know, like the energy bars or the protein bars. I've never been a lover of those. I don't find them satisfying. I don't think they don't make me happy, digestively speaking, either. And yet this drink, I mentioned ginger, I can throw something in there that my GI tract will thank me for the rest of the day. Ginger reduces inflammation, it helps you digest proteins, and it's got that zesty flavor. And all of these things in liquid form really boost your energy levels. And what I noticed, of course, I ordered the machine immediately when I got home from visiting my friend, and it was sort of a Christmas present for the house because we've just come through the holiday season. But what I noticed when I started using it was a big boost in energy. And then I thought, well, no kidding. Your metabolism is completely wired. It's in complete relationship with the quality of what you're eating throughout the day. So if you're putting more fresh food in, and we all shoot for that 5 to 7 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables, but frankly, practically no one actually gets there. With this thing, you can get there. You can get there easily because you can have a couple of them during the day and then make a couple of nice plant-based meals. You can't believe the energy. Ellen, you've got to try it. I'm still so excited about it.
You're on a high.
New recipes. Yeah.
You are on a high. I want to mention that, you know, a blast of energy. I do this. I mean, you've inspired me to go further. I don't do as well as you do. So I'm very big in with berries, but I need to do more greens. That blast of energy is mental energy as well as physical energy. There's a mental clarity that comes with greens. I do put greens in my smoothies, by the way. I absolutely do. But I can do better. I mean, you're always here. You always can do better. And I hear I've got Jolie to spur me on. But many people look for those bars or other or sugar for energy. And it just quickly dispel that issue.
Well, the roller coaster. When we get into depending on sugar, it's a crutch. It's a stimulant. It's addictive, right, like drugs. And you get on a metabolic roller coaster. Your blood sugar jumps up, but then here comes insulin, and your blood sugar drops. And a lot of people have a jittery, shaky reaction to that blood sugar drop that happens after they eat sugar. They cruise on the high, but they really crash on the low. And that is exhausting to your metabolism. When you do that roller coaster thing with sugar and refined carbohydrates, it exhausts your adrenals, and now you're producing stress hormones, and now you're craving more sugar and putting weight on around the middle, which is so unhealthy. So it's a really destructive path, that one.
Yeah, I just wanted you to confirm that. I totally agree. I've seen it happen day in and day out with other people. You don't have to go there, everyone, though. Let's quickly mention, is there a special kind of blender? Not all blenders will take the fresh vegetables and fresh leafy greens especially and make them nice and smooth. What do you recommend?
The one that
there?
I got is called a NutriBullet. And specifically, I got the NutriBullet 900. It's part of the Magic Bullet family. They're everywhere. Every store that you go in that would sell any kind of small appliance will have them. Shop for sales. I actually ordered mine online and got a nice sale price right before the holidays. But that's the one that I got. It pulverizes everything and makes it into a nice drink. And I love that rather than a juice extractor, because you're getting the fiber, that fiber is so good for the gut. It's the beneficial, you know, probiotics. Well, the fiber is prebiotics, and it nourishes all of those healthy bacteria that keep our intestines and our gut so healthy. So I'm just really powering up my digestive strength at the same time that I'm taking in all of these very high-quality nutrients. And that, again, where our energy gets sapped, a lot of us is in the process of digesting heavy meals or poorly combined meals that we just didn't think through when we were slapping something on the table, and then our bodies are just exhausted afterwards. Everyone can relate to sliding into a food coma after a big meal. And this is the opposite. This, you get the calories, you get some really good nutrition, but you also get a burst of energy as opposed to that food coma.
Yeah, and it's sustainable energy. We have like 30 seconds left. Could you just give everybody quickly a rundown of a recipe that they might follow that tastes good? Because they're all wondering, is it going to taste crummy? So give them a good combo for
starters. Oh, gosh. I really like to use spinach or some kind of greens, pineapple, pears or apples, cucumbers, a little bit of ginger, coconut water if you need to add some kind of a liquid, and it's just delicious. You can toss a little bit of oatmeal in there to thicken it up, or walnut or other nuts, but that's a good base.
That's a great base, and you know what? You can learn so much more from Jolie, including more about these blender recipes, by going to her JolieBlogs.com, J-O-L-I-E, blogs, that's plural, .com. And boy, it's just a wealth of yummy information. Be sure and go there. And we just are so grateful that you came and listened to us today as well. Jolie is your ticket for good, healthy, delicious way to eat. And please, everyone listening, come back again and listen to our past episodes that are available on Radio MD, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Be sure this week to have a smoothie with a great new blender, and be sure and eat well so you can stay well.